بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, point number 7 of why Islam. Because our religious rituals are for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world for with the purpose of creation, and he said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said that you have been sent, and the purpose of your being sent into the world is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to worship Him, and worship Him alone, because only He is worthy of worship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep us on the path of Tawheed, insha'Allah al-Musta'an. Now, the point I want to make here is that religious rituals, you know, our salah, fasting, hajj, zakat, and so on, they are for us. They are not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though we do them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an expectation of reward and with our intention of pleasing Him Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need them. They are for us because they give us, first of all, they are a demonstration of our allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reiteration, confirmation, of our allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they give us peace and harmony and tranquility and contentment and happiness. Now, happiness is not a product of what we own, but of what we give. The wealthiest person in the world is not the one who owns the most, but the one who can give the most. Generosity is a function of the heart, not an indicator of the depth of your pocket. In Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and he said, "Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub." Allah said, those who believe in Allah and whose heart find rest and tranquility in the remembrance of Allah, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. I remind you and myself that everyone in the world is searching for only one thing, and this is the reason why people work and they struggle and they chase money and power and friends and family and everything. And that is the reason why we all strive for, and that is peace of mind. It is tranquility, it is peace, it is safety, security, it's the ability to sleep in peace without fearing anything. And people believe that this itminanul qalb, this tranquility, this peace of mind, this contentment, comes from having wealth and having possessions and surrounding ourselves by material stuff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that that is not where it comes from, that is not the origin of it. But the origin of it and where it comes from is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it's very important because you might see in the cases of many people that at the end of their lives, spent in struggle, they still do not find tranquility, and they look back on their lives with frustration. And that's because you can't ever find something if you look for it in the wrong place. If I lose my keys in the house and I go and search for them under the street light, I'm not going to find them. I have to look for the thing where it is. If it is not there, I can't find it. Tranquility and peace of mind and itminanul qalb is not in the mall, it's not in the amusement park, it is not in material, it's not in your bank account, it's not in fancy cars and so on. It is in the dhikr of Allah. It is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tranquility and peace of mind lies in contemplating and reflecting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory and in strengthening our relationship with Him. Tranquility lies in trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the result of which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will please you. The one who can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu becomes free from all worldly cares and desires and lives in a permanent state of happiness. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are blessed with this peace of mind, blessed with sakina, blessed with tranquility. Religion is not what you know, but what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask us, what did you know? Allah will ask us, what did you do? we will be judged on the basis of our actions, not on the basis of our knowledge. If we have knowledge that we do not act upon, may Allah protect us from that, this knowledge can become a hujjat against us. This is not an excuse not to learn, because ignorance is not a defense in law. But it's a reminder for us that we need to work and practice our knowledge. In the words of our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Alayh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and grant him the best of darajat in Jannah and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to say, Islam begins outside the masjid. Islam is what is reflected in our lives. It's reflected in how we do what we do. Islam is what our neighbors think of us. Islam is reflected in the health of our marriage, in the manners of our children, in the way we treat others and the way we respond to their treatment. Islam is not how much we know, but how we act on that knowledge. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by time, by our life. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. Allah said, by asr, by the time, verily man is in loss, except those who believe in Islam and do righteous deeds and invite one another to the truth, amar bil maruf wa nahi anil munkar, and who advise each other to be patient about difficulties that they may encounter in the process of practicing or preaching Islam. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to act, to work, to solve problems, to alleviate suffering, to stop oppression, to spread goodness. Allah sent us with the tools to recognize Him, to take from Him, and to give to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to do the work of the best of humankind. The Anbiya alayhim salam and the Rusul, the messengers of Allah and the prophets, because we are the Ummah of the last and final prophet, after whom there is no prophet, and we are the last Ummah after us, there is no Ummah. The Imam of the Anbiya, the Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Habibullah, Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How can we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without even asking? And that is the reason why we need religion, that's the reason why we need Islam, so that we recognize this great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we treat it the way it should be treated, as a mercy and blessing, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, and ensuring that we never do anything that jeopardizes that reflects any form of ungratefulness, of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he gave us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I beg him, and I say that, oh Allah, you gave us this Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the membership of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave us Islam, you gave us this, and you gave us this without asking. So Allah, give us Jannah now that we ask you for it. Because that, the tawfiq to ask, the thought that we should ask is also min Allah Ta'ala. It's only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq that we are able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. We ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for this, and we ask Allah to forgive us, and we ask Allah to make Islam is a blessing, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to think about that, to reflect on it, and to live by that, inshallah, and to benefit from it in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.